Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
You just got me confused. I forgot. I lost my place in my notes. Oh, I found it. Welcome back. Welcome back to this episode. Today we're going to talk about holiday interesting facts.
And today we're unwrapping the magic behind the three major holidays. Christmas, Chanukah.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. It's Hanukkah. The sea is silent.
And Kwanzaa.
Oh, my God.
Kwanzaa?
You've never heard of Kwanzaa?
I've heard of it, but why is it spelt that way?
K-W-A-N-Z-A-A. That's exactly how I would pronounce it if I had looked at it and pronounced it for the very first time.
All right. Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
We're leaving this in.
Go.
Anyway, before we go on, I will just acknowledge that there are other holidays. These are just the big three we're covering. So if you celebrate any of the other holidays that we're not covering, I hope you have a wonderful celebration. But moving on.
Pause. What about Festivus?
Oh, I never even thought of Festivus. I was making notes. Oh my God. Do you want to explain what Festivus is real quick
for those who don't know? Episode. It's the day before Christmas. Or 2 days before Christmas. I don't know the exact day.
You keep telling them and I'm going to Google.
And you have to watch the episode. But it's a great episode and explains instead of exchanging gifts.
It is. It's the 23rd.
The 23rd. It's a airing of grievances and feat of strength.
Yes. I don't know. I know I've seen the episode. I'm just going to say it. I'm not a huge fan of Seinfeld, although I know the Ruan clan all do seem to be big Seinfeld fans. And I've seen the episode. I don't know why I say this, but I say that things are a Festivus miracle. Why do I say that? I say that all the time.
It's in the
episode, but I don't know why I say that. I should stop saying that. But I always say, like, when something happens, I'm like, oh my God, it's a Festivus miracle.
It's getting a following. It's building up. It's going to be in the top three probably in a couple of years.
Oh, I doubt that. But I do know that there are some diehard Seinfeld fans that do talk about Festivus. I have a few friends, actually, on social media. Loopy, I think, always posts about Festivus. But anyway, Festivus for the rest of us. I lost my place. We're talking about today about Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, not Festivus. So get ready for a sleigh ride, metaphorically speaking, of course, through history, traditions, fun facts, and some truly wacky customs.
So grab some hot cocoa, snuggle up in your favorite holiday sweater, and let's dive in.
Is it cocoa or chocolate? I say hot chocolate. I don't say hot cocoa. I say hot chocolate.
I think hot cocoa is extra chocolate.
Is it?
No.
I was going to say, I think you just made that up. Whenever somebody says, do you want some hot cocoa? I reply with, yes, I would love some hot chocolate. Because, I don't know. Hot chocolate makes more sense to me in my head. Anyway, we're like all over the place today. We need to focus. I need to focus. Anyway, so we're going to start with Christmas, because that's the big one. And you guys know it's the holiday that brings twinkling lights, cozy fireplaces, and the unmistakable smell of cinnamon and pine.
But Christmas wasn't always about trees and presents. The date, December 25th, was actually chosen to line up with ancient winter festivals like Saturnalia in Rome. Basically a week-long party full of feasting and gift-giving.
Okay, so you're saying that Christmas started as one giant toga party?
That's pretty much what happened. Okay. And speaking of trees, the very first known Christmas tree was decorated in Riga, Latvia, way back in 1510.
Ah, and then there's Santa Claus, our favorite jolly gift giver. The legend comes from St. Nicholas, a 4th century bishop famous for secretly helping the poor. Our modern red-suited Santa, we can thank Coca-Cola's 1930s ads for that one.
And here's one of my favorite odd traditions. In Japan, Christmas dinner means KFC.
I think we talked about this last year, didn't we?
We have.
I think we did.
And thanks to the 1970s marketing campaign, eating fried chicken on Christmas became a national tradition. People actually pre-order their buckets weeks in advance.
I love that, actually. I think that's fun. And that's what I call finger-licking festive.
Good one.
And get this, though. Christmas was once banned.
No way.
Yeah, it's totally true. In the 1600s, Puritans in England decided that Christmas was way too rowdy and unholy. The ban even reached Massachusetts, where we are, where celebrating Christmas was illegal from 1659 to 1681.
Was that during Burgermeister's reign?
Burgermeister Burger?
Talk about Silent Night.
Good one. A few more Christmas tidbits. The first Christmas card was sent in 1843 by Sir Henry Cole in England. The Statue of Liberty was actually a Christmas gift from France in 1886, the biggest holiday present ever. And Jingle Bells? Well, it was written for Thanksgiving back in 1857.
Also, fun fact, if Santa really did visit 822 million homes in one night, he needed to travel at about 1,800 miles per second. That's a supersonic sleigh ride, if I've ever heard one.
Well, obviously, that's what he does, so he must have some sort of superpower in there. But let's shine a light, literally, on Hanukkah. It's an 8-night celebration filled with candles, family, and fried foods.
The story goes back to around 164 BC. The Maccabees reclaimed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, and when they went to relight the menorah, they had only enough oil for one day, but it miraculously
not a Festivus miracle, but
burned
just
for
miraculously.
8 days.
And that's why Hanukkah lasts for 8 nights. Plus, that little spinning top called a dreidel, it wasn't just a game. It was used to disguise secret Torah study sessions when the Greeks outlawed Jewish learning.
Clever and fun. And since the miracle is all about
not
oil,
a Festivus miracle.
Fried foods take center stage. Crispy latkes. Sweet jelly donuts called Sufganat.
Yeah, actually, I don't even know how to pronounce
that
word.
Why'd you give me these hard words?
You're welcome. Because so that you could mispronounce them and then we could all laugh at you. But anyway, you're making me hungry.
Me too. And here's something cool. There's no single correct spelling for Hanukkah. You'll see it written as H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H, C-H-A-N-U-K-A, and H-A-N-U-K-A-H. And they're all right.
Hmm.
I wonder if all my pronunciations are right, too, then.
We may never know. And if you ever visit New York City during Hanukkah, you can see the world's largest 32 menorah. It's 32 feet tall. They're so big that they need cherry pickers to light them. And I wrote they're so big, but I assume I mean the candles.
And also a fun presidential fact, Bill Clinton held the first White House menorah lighting in 1993, and George W. Bush hosted the first official White House Hanukkah party in 2001.
He's struggling really hard to say Hanukkah, and it's because it has the C in front of it. He's struggling really hard, you guys. I just want you to know. I wanted you to see what I'm seeing. But anyway, let's talk about Kwanzaa. It's the youngest of the three holidays, created in 1966 by Dr. Malana Karanga to celebrate African heritage and unity.
Kwanzaa runs from December 26th to January 1st, and each day focuses on one of the seven principles like unity, purpose, and creativity.
Yeah, the name Kwanzaa comes from the Swahili phrase, Matunda Ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits.
Families light the kinara, which holds seven candles, three red, three green, and one black, each representing different values.
Yeah, and the final day ends with a big feast called Karamu, and it features dishes like jollof rice, jerk chicken, and collard greens. Sounds delicious.
And the best part, Kwanzaa isn't a religious holiday, so people can celebrate it it alongside Christmas, Hanukkah, or other traditions. It's all about community and culture.
I love that. Now, sometimes the holidays collide in fun ways. Have you ever heard of Chrismica?
Oh, yeah. Made famous by the OC. It's a blend of Christmas and Hanukkah traditions.
And in 2013, there was Thanksgivinga, the rare overlap of Thanksgiving and Hanukkah. People made menorkies, a menorky shaped like a turkey. What did I just say? Did I say that right? Did I say menorky or did I say menorah?
You said it right.
Thank you.
And it's both brilliant and ridiculous, but I kind of love it.
Yeah, me too. And some families celebrate both Christmas and Kwanzaa, combining the spirit of giving with the celebration of heritage.
And before we wrap up, literally, let's throw in a few record-breaking holiday oddities.
The world's largest Christmas tree display in Gubbio, Italy. Did I say that right? G-U-B-B-I-O? I'm yes. Italian, I should know this, but I don't. It's made entirely of lights stretched across a hillside over 2,000 feet tall.
And in 2011, 618 people spun dreidels at the same time in Philadelphia, setting a world record.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Meanwhile, the largest public Kwanzaa celebration happens every year in New York City with massive Kanara lightings in Harlem. And you guys, that's a wrap. Pun totally intended. Whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all three, whatever you celebrate, the season is all about joy, togetherness, and traditions that make life sparkle.
And if you enjoyed today's holiday interesting facts, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your most festive friends.
Or even your most unfestive. Either way, we're wishing everyone a season filled with laughter, love, and maybe a few too many cookies. Happy holidays, you guys.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.